I tell you, listen to that Donna Prima here at Classic Rock 94.7. She's still on the line? Good. Because she has got me fired up.
Yeah.
Did you hear that rant and rave about Americans being having sexual dysfunction?
It doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah, well, you probably didn't hear what I said, but I said any bit of strange. You know, we don't do enough sexual fooling around, either.
Oh.
You know what I mean by that?
You mean you and me.
Yeah, well, of course, you and me.
Oh.
But I'm saying, here's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we joke around on the air a lot, but I'm married, you're involved with somebody or another.
Right.
But you know what the greatest thing would be? To sit naked staring at each other.
Mm.
You know, we don't necessarily have to touch each other, but just to sit naked. Can you imagine? You know what, a guy's Willy Ken Hut, you see his heartbeat and the hydraulics kind of goes up and down with every beat of his heart.
Little twitch.
I'd love to have you just staring at that nodule.
Oh. And that would rouse you?
That would. Hey, my doodads normally like bagpipes, they'd be up like David's doodads in the Pieta. I mean, Marsh, sucking. And you. On the other hand, to sit there, maybe, let me peek a little bit, maybe to splay back the foliage so I can see a little bit of the gateway to paradise and maybe look for a little glistening. Just to look at each other.
What do you think? Like me to sit and put my back against the wall and my legs spread.
Yes. Mm. And I'll just sit there. Woof, 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 woof. Until I can't take it anymore, until I just break it in. What do you think? Is that naughty?
No, I think it's natural.
Yes.
Very natural.
You don't think we'd break into spontaneous hubble gee? I think we probably would. That'd be the only problem.
Well, we'd have to practice restraint.
Restraint, yes.
We don't want you to commit a violation.
A violation. Oh, God, to live with a violation. And you, on the other hand, would probably be... Yeah, well, so you'd be similarly motivated.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Major seepage.
Major seepage. How about this?
What?
We don't touch each other, but you sit there with a bag of biscuits, dabbage, and you throw them at me. Would that be sweet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you got me fired up. Oh, God. Oh. Hey. I've been just fired up since... Well, years ago, Estelle and I lived next door to this woman that used to cut the grass in her bathing suit in the summertime. And I'd watch them tatas flopper. She'd go back and forth. And I'd be like, oh, man. I'd be peering out the window. Look at her. Oh, but one day, she's out there, and she must have gone over some sort of a bee's nest or something, because I see her like, she's running this bee. I said, quick, in here! So I open the door, she runs in, I slam it shut, and all them bees are whack, 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 whack. You hear them hitting the door. I said, man, you all right? You going to go into anaphylactic shock? You get stung? She said, I think only one. I said, where? She said, it's so embarrassing. I think he flew into the scamper. I said, really? She said, yes. What am I going to do? I don't think we got time to make it to the Grider College just before he stings me. I said, I tell you what. We don't normally do this, but maybe we can lure him out. If I go into the kitchen, get some honey, smear it all over the hydraulics, place the tip inside Cupid's quiver. The bee may... She said, you do that for me? You get a bee on the tip of your hydraulics? I said, yes. Then she lay down on the couch. I went and got some honey, smeared it on the length of that fuselage.
Oh. Glistening now. I approached as she leaned on back, them legs spread wide.
Well, I got, the helmet deep. And I was waiting for the bee to latch on. Well, I couldn't take it anymore. I just said, oh, the hell with it.
She said, what the hell are you doing?
I said, the plan's changed. We're going to drown him.
From the CBS Broadcasting Center in Rockville, it's the Grease Man Show on Classic Rock 94.7.